Blog Talk Radio.
What? No, I'm not doing it. Are they even in the studio this week? Well, why don't they do it themselves then, those jerks? I had to come in last week for nothing. Fine, fine. You're listening to the ugliest set of douchebags on the internet. The Metal Injection Livecast.
What? What is this problem? I don't understand. We don't show up for 1 week.
Why does he think that I'm ugly?
Well, he thinks all of them are.
Really?
Ugly on the inside, I think.
Shut up, Sean.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition
of
the Metal Injection Livecast. I am Rob, here with Noah, Sean, and 3D.
Yeah, Noah, you have a good personality.
No, you're really nice. You're really nice.
And in case you're wondering, the cynicism is lower than normal today, because Sid is not here. He's at a show of some sort, of some independent music act that sounds like a bunch of pussies, probably.
Which is not independent by any means.
I'm sorry, indie, with an IE. Or a Y. I mean, maybe he's at a racetrack. You don't know.
He went to an Indiana Jones convention. He's a little pan. I'm at an indie show.
But we have a great show for you today.
Do we?
Yeah. I mean, we always do.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. Anyway.
I'm here.
And in spite of that, we have a great show for you today. We have a lot of good stuff. We're going to do Thrash It or Trash It for the first time in a while.
You hear that, Lucas? You hear that, Lucas? You better call.
Yeah, finally. You can. I bet the 1 week that we actually decide to do it, he will not call in. What's going on over there? What's happening, you guys? We're doing a show here.
He's touching me.
People
we have
are,
HR.
People are getting fingers.
You have a different type of H, I think.
Yeah, harassment required.
What?
That's the acronym of HR.
Oh.
Some of the jokes require reading skills.
Or spelling skills. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. We'll talk. The lines are open. Got a lot of stuff happening. So the reason we weren't on the air last week was partially because I was sweating bullets at Mayhem Fest. And Noah was not sweating bullets.
Yes, I was.
In Saint-Tropez.
No, you weren't. You
on
were
the
sitting
beach.
In your hotel room watching Jersey Shore.
That was one night because I didn't want to go to disco with my
disco
sister.
Disco.
So you watched the disco on your computer.
What?
And you fist pumped.
That's not the kind of music they play. What? Why?
I don't get it.
Is this like the music
Saint-Tropez by Pink Floyd?
Bram sounds like.
No, unfortunately.
Were you just listening to this on repeat in Saint-Tropez? That's what I would have said.
No, I was listening to my iPod.
She was watching the Jersey Shore on repeat.
So
summarize. Rob was watching it too.
I did watch it as well. I will admit to it. But
you were
in
France.
I was not in France, and it was on in the background while I was working. So Noah, in approximately 2 minutes worth of time, why don't you describe your vacation for us? And go.
How would you use words French and suck?
An ammunition museum.
I did not visit an ammunition museum.
Okay, good.
It was, I don't know, it was just like not being in New York. And
was that good or bad?
It was a good change of scenery. But,
watch the Jersey Shore app.
Right, don't interrupt my stories anymore. Right. I want to turn your mic off. Right.
Oh, shit.
But I've been, like, okay, I'm not a very well-traveled person, but I've been to 3 countries outside of the U.S.
Wow.
And,
holy shit.
And I've come to the conclusion that Europeans do not like soft toilet paper. I felt like I was wiping my ass with wooden bricks.
They didn't have, like, Charmin?
No, like, they did not have soft toilet paper.
Wow, that's
I think because they don't shave the brown eye. So, like, you know, like a hard paper, there's like a hair buffer.
That
I don't know. My hair is pretty sensitive. You don't want to pull that stuff out. We have a caller. Oh, and it's
a familiar number.
Let's get him on the line.
Hello?
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 Hello, Shlomo.
Hello, how are you doing?
What kind of toilet paper do you like to use?
What?
Me?
I love you.
Me?
I love you.
Yes.
Okay, so I like to use good toilet paper.
Okay,
good,
you like to
good
use...
high quality.
Mm-hmm. The one that has
good high quality.
To get it crusty.
Good and high quality.
So this was the
good and high quality.
Was bad or what? Everywhere.
Well, we rented an apartment.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I'm muting Shlomo first.
We'll be right back with you, Shlomo.
You don't have to announce that you're muting him. Let him talk through our. You won't know.
He's just gonna get angry, and I don't want him to have a seizure or anything.
Yeah, that's why
you
don't
like
tell
him when Shlomo is angry.
So what, like?
This was the first ever trip that we took together as a family. So we didn't stay at a hotel. We rented an apartment in Provence.
Okay. Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah.
Did everyone have their own room, or were you sharing a room?
I shared a room with my sister.
Did you eat any baguettes?
I ate a ton of baguettes.
Awesome.
And
you were going to say something dirty.
That's a euphemism for cock.
Okay.
No, actually, I didn't have any cock. I was very disappointed.
Have a sausage. Have a hot sausage.
I didn't have sausage. Just steak. Lots of red meat.
Now, you're tweeting about hot boys with AC/DC t-shirts on.
Yeah.
But I want to get back to the toilet paper. Like, was that in your room only, or like?
Well, in every bathroom, and in Israel it's the same thing. And I went to Italy, and in Italy it was the same thing. I don't understand
when I was in England. I didn't have problems, and they had very good toilet paper.
Ireland's got some great toilet
and
paper
Amsterdam
as well.
And Amsterdam had some fantastic toilet paper as well. Maybe it's just France and Israel.
Well, maybe it's just
and
your
Italy.
Maybe it's just
my tender ass.
Yeah, your sensitive brown eye.
But I think they don't, that's like just for the dumb Americans that come in, like you're supposed to use the bidet to clean your ass.
We didn't have a bidet.
You didn't have a bidet?
What?
I have a bidet at my apartment. How do you not have a bidet in France?
I don't know. Actually, I didn't even think of that. I should write a woman a letter.
You should have demanded a bidet. Where'd you stay? Like a chain hotel? Or
no, I just told you. We rented an apartment.
I'm sorry. I was
Wait, this wasn't
messing around with my
computer. Holiday Inn?
Holiday Inn?
So did you get into any epic fights with your family?
Oh, of course. I made my mom cry again.
Yeah.
Oh, you get a gold medal in that.
Oh, my God.
You're really good at that. Making your mom cry.
I didn't even do anything to her. My brother was also nasty to her, and whenever he yells at her or raises his voice, she never, like, says anything, and she doesn't say, oh, you talk to me horribly or anything, but when I do it,
yeah.
She just stops talking to everyone, and she starts talking to my dad like he's a piece of shit. So I just have to put her in her place.
Do you act like
I love my dad.
What, do you act like a pushover when she comes back at you like that, or what?
No.
So Noah turns into a psycho beast.
Okay. Because I was going to say
her get turned into.
This is Noah on normal.
What?
Imagine Noah turned up
to 11.
Wait, when have you seen me?
Well, one time when we went to the Poconos, we stopped by your parents' house and you were like mad at your mom.
Oh.
About something.
What is a Pocono?
A Pocono?
You're kidding, right? You know what the Poconos is.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's like it's like in Pennsylvania, this resort, like in the mountains.
Why would I ever want to go to
Pennsylvania? And people just have like shares.
I've never been there, but I just know about it.
Yeah, we had a house.
Yeah,
we were drinking and doing drugs.
But, Noah's, and then I remember, like, Noah was the same exact way when, like, there was one weekend where Noah invited us to her parents' house. Okay. She had to house sit. You invited me and Nick.
Yeah.
And Noah was so mean to us the whole time.
I was not mean.
You were so mean to us the whole
What'd
time.
What'd she do?
It doesn't surprise me. Right? Man, like, really.
We weren't allowed to go upstairs. we were banished.
No,
I
didn't want Nick to walk through the house because he's a fucking kleptomaniac.
Okay, well, I got the butt end of it.
Did you have to take your shoes off and wear pants?
We were not. So here's my favorite.
God. First of all, I'm so glad that you're bringing this up now and we didn't talk about it back then.
Right, yeah, because, I mean...
You probably explode then and clock.
Well, I'm over it now. It was just hilarious at
Obviously
the time.
Obviously, you're not.
No, I'm just telling a story about how big of a bitch Noah is. No, but the... No, we had a good time, I thought. But, Noah, you seemed like very... Like, you were like in mom mode. Like, don't touch that! I gotta break it! Like it was like you couldn't relax. I guess I understand because Nick was there, so you were on high alert.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do have that psycho bitch certificate on your forehead.
No. But we like we could, like I said, we couldn't go upstairs. So she, are you turning my mic down? She's like, don't tell this story.
Wrap it up.
She banished us to the basement shower. Which was like the shittiest shower I ever had. I really felt like I was taking a prison shower. Like the thing had like three holes out of the thing on top.
And three
Hold on.
Jets.
There were three.
Your memory is hazy.
No. There were three jets, and only one of them worked.
It's just a guy taking a piss on you.
But she also had a pool, which was amazing. So that was fun.
But you got to use the basement pool, which was a saucer of milk.
Oh, okay.
No, so Noah has
pool
another side
no
of
water
her.
With bugs.
Can I use the good pool tonight? No! Shut up!
You have to wade in the puddle in the basement.
Okay.
Are you crying?
I just thought it'd be... Oh, no, it's...
I am.
Are you... What?
I'm not crying.
Do you need to take a walk?
I've never invited
you to
my house.
Well, it's like 90 years ago.
Get out!
How long ago?
You could really open
your
eyes.
When was that, really? How long ago?
I remember the Simpsons movie came out that weekend because we downloaded a bootleg of it.
Oh,
that
yeah.
So let's look back.
No, that was at least 5 years ago.
Okay, wait. I saw that in New York. So.
Oh, seven. You're right.
Yeah.
Hmm. So 3 years ago.
Oh, I thought this was like high school.
No.
This was rather recently.
So you didn't check like stores for better toilet paper that you could bring back?
I wasn't going to waste my money on toilet paper.
I don't know, man.
I was going to tough it out.
Well, I was on vacation. I had some sandpaper shit in my room, man. I was first thing I'd be going out. Because you're on vacation eating like good food, you know, and you know the shits are going to come.
Yeah,
and you want to be in, you know, in good.
I don't know.
Position.
Good toilet paper is top priority. It's right up there with good weed.
I agree.
And good episodes of Jersey Shore.
That's not top.
You didn't watch it. You probably invented
it.
The graphics for it.
Yes, I invented them. I have the patents and everything.
The
blueprints back at my apartment right now. The situation's abs are like in like a 3D.
See, you know it.
You've
probably seen the situation in the highest res. A photo available, like
I see him in person.
2000 DPI.
He's at my job.
Is he short?
Yes.
Is he taller than you or shorter than me?
Oh, he's so
like
gross.
An inch or two shorter than me.
When Sean invented that font, by the way, it was like a comeback because his last one was Comic Sans.
Yes,
so he resurged his career.
I went from party to courier to Comic Sans. and then to the Jersey Shore distress font.
It was like when Eddie Murphy had Vampire in Brooklyn.
Exactly.
And then he came back with Shrek. It's like he revived his career. He did the same thing.
And then we all forgot about Pluto Nash, which was which is my Rockwell. font jokes, right, guys?
Should we hear what Shlomo has to say about all this?
Sure. Shlomo, what is your favorite font?
What?
What's your favorite font, brother?
Fox?
Font. Typography.
Fontage.
What?
Let's ask him what he just called in to say.
Fuck. Yeah, why'd you call us?
I have been calling you the last few weeks, but because I am in camp.
Oh, you're in a camp?
Camp,
every
camp, yeah.
You're 10th grade. 6th.
In camp.
You prayed a lot?
No.
Arts and crafts, not cool.
Too soon.
Are there arts and crafts they have to concentrate on in camp?
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
What's your favorite fucking thought, man?
All right, so is it Jewy camp?
So what do you
send you to? Or like what, you know?
What?
Is it like all Jews there? Is it like a Jewish high school?
Do they have shul there?
Have shul. Yes, they do.
I'm not like, I'm kind of 50-50 on this. I feel like either he's like the kid that they tease and stuff, or he's like the coolest kid in the Jew camp.
I'll go with the latter.
Yeah, he might be. Are you like the coolest guy there?
He's like Paul Rudd's wet summer.
Is this the same camp you were telling us about where they came up with the Choina Choina song?
Different camp, but also this one.
All right, I've had enough of this.
It's a different camp, but also this one.
Don't get raped.
No. That, you learn a lot about yourself if you get fisted by the lake.
Don't tell him that.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Someone told me for you to fist me on the air, on the radio.
Okay.
I hung up on him.
I think he called you a tramp.
All right. We always love a call from Shlomo, but not too much.
And you can call us. We're looking for our new Shlomo. 646-929-1357.
Dover State is welcome.
You got, it's like a palate cleanser. You can't, like, you know, leave him on too long.
So I was at Mayhem Fest last
night. Oh, yeah.
We have a couple more callers.
Oh, we have callers. Screw my story.
All right.
I want to hear your story.
I will screw it.
How about after the caller? It'll be
Let's
a little
teaser. 937. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Barry from Ohio.
Hey, Barry from Ohio.
Barry.
You sound like we're inconveniencing you.
I like
Sorry.
Barry.
No, I'm just tired. Long work day. Actually, it's kind of topical because I wanted to call and thank you for the Mayhem tickets.
Whoa.
That I actually didn't get to go to the damn show, but thanks anyway.
Let me get this straight. I sent you Mayhem Fest tickets and you didn't even go.
You shouldn't have said that part.
Barry.
The thing was, I was out of town for a couple of days, and I didn't actually get your private message until the day before the show. I suck a bag of dicks, I know.
Yes! Totally redeemed himself.
It's all right. You didn't have to suck that bag of dicks because I just gave those tickets to somebody else.
That's how you got the tickets. Was sucking
I'm sure Cancer Scare will put that drop of me sucking a bag of dicks into his next song.
Keep saying
anyway.
Sucking a bag of dicks.
And then he doesn't have to mix it either.
Yeah. Just sucking a bag of dicks, sucking out, bag of dicks.
Oh, man.
What'd you do
anyway,
instead again?
I had to work.
What do you do? Just sing it. What do you do for a living?
I work in a factory.
Making what?
What is it factor?
Dick bags.
I make bags of dicks in a factory. No, I work for a company that makes plastic bowls for food containers.
Plastic balls?
Bowls.
Oh, oh, like yogurt and shit, yeah.
Like
yeah.
a TV dinner thing.
Like Tupperware?
No, I think what, like prepackaged food when you buy it, the bowl that it's in.
Wait, like, no, I think it means bowls for weed.
No.
No?
That too, yeah, yeah.
Rob's like a not dog. Really. He just, and he hears one word in the
weed.
Sentence. So.
Weed?
Bowl?
Weed? Ruh-roh.
Come here, Ginger. Ruh-roh. Get the bowl, Ginger. Come on, Ginger. He just hears Ginger, Ginger, Ginger.
All right.
Actually, this is like the second time this week that Rob has been referred to as a dog.
Really? What was the other time?
I went fetching for Kip Wingerschmidt of Metal Slugs. Earlier this week.
He was a good dog.
I was a good dog. D-A-W-G-G dog. But anyway, thanks for calling in, and enjoy your non-Minneapolis tickets that we didn't send you because
you
didn't respond.
You can tell your story now. The higher too old.
Oh, thanks.
Enjoy your ball.
Jeez, someone needs a blog.
Okay, bye.
Spoiled it. You hung up on Shlomo.
Oh.
That's all right. He deserves it. Anyway, I guess it was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there super early. We got there before doors even opened.
And you totally love Corbin's performance.
For those tuning in, where was it hot? If people are just listening.
Camden, New Jersey at Mayhem Festival.
I thought it would be like 2 inches behind your balls.
Wait, Mayhem
right
or Summer Slaughter?
No, Summer Slaughter was great. It was indoors.
Wait,
it was air conditioned. That was last this weekend. That was ridiculous. But anyway, so Mayhem Fest was, it was just really hot, and I'm not really into most of the bands, so it was a bit of a drag. Like, it was like total work, and then I didn't really eat all day.
Yeah, tell them about when you got sorority girls.
Yeah, I didn't really.
What?
I didn't really eat all day because, well, we had like a big breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, like when we got there, you know. Water is like $5. If you want like chicken fingers and fries, that's like $10. And that it pisses me off so much because you pay $10 for an order of chicken fries and french fries that don't even compare to the quality of like a Kennedy fried chicken, ghetto chicken place.
Yeah,
chicken fingers.
At least when you go to like a movie theater, they give you a nice, you know, it's a ripoff, but they give you some nice food. You know?
Yeah, at least, yeah, it tastes good. Mm-hmm. But
the movie theaters do you go to?
Yeah, the Times Square one.
Yeah,
they give you like a nice, you know, nachos, you know, nice.
Yeah, the nachos
and
mozzarella stick.
Yeah, stuff like hot dogs. They give you a big ass hot dog. It's like $9.
Can we ditch the show and go get some movie theater hot dogs?
Let's not even see the movie. We just pay $15, go inside, get the food, and leave.
That's part of my food square. You know, my food pyramid is the hot dogs. It's just hot dogs and Guinness is my food square.
So there was supposed to be this big after party where there was going to be a lot of meat. And there's gonna be some.
Did you take your top off?
Sausage, Sean. Not some sausage. Some sausage.
Sausage.
Like penis or
sausage.
Like
no, like
meat,
sausage. Like pork.
Sean sausage. Has a Chicago sausage. Accent.
That's true.
Doubles.
Bears.
So we're waiting around in the beer area as Korn is performing, if that's what you call it. And we get to the back of the barbecue area, and the guy running the barbecue was just like, yeah, we kind of have a problem. There's no sausage. And we're like, wait, what do you mean? The promoter was supposed to, like, arrange for the sausage beer, but there isn't none yet.
Yeah.
So they're, like, working on it or something. So there's no food.
Okay.
And then it was like, oh, all right, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Rob's
thought was.
But no, hold on. And then it was like, oh, but there's beer.
And
tequila. And there was this one guy there that we were hanging out with, and he was hilarious. He was already drunk, and he was like, guys, this is just going to be one of those nights where we drink on an empty stomach and we get wasted. Just accept it, and let's move on. You know? And I really feel like I took his advice to heart because I was like, you know, he's right. We're not going to have food. There's nothing we can do, even though I'm freaking starving right now.
Is that when you took your tank top off?
Not yet.
Okay.
I was on a completely empty stomach. And so there was Coors Light. There was like a ton of cases of Coors Light, which in my opinion is like drinking piss.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were 2 half a liter bottles of tequila. And my thought process was, well, there's not that much tequila, so I might as well start with the tequila, get myself to a good point where I'm drunk, and then, you know, calm down with a little Coors Light.
Right, like before beer, you're in the clear.
Right. Then I had like a 16-ounce cup, like a McDonald's cup, basically. They had, you know, venue cups just for us. And I was pouring the tequila in, and I poured a must have poured like five shots in or something. And the only thing to mix it with was Rockstar Energy Trail.
Oh.
So I had tequila and Rockstar fruit punch. It was decent carbonated fruit punch with ginseng and ginkgo biloba and all these other terrible things.
Terrible thing. You're about to drink liquid gasoline.
And I got to tell you, like, within 20 minutes, I wasn't like feeling it a little bit or buzzed or anything. I was drunk. And it was like a light switch went off, you know? Like, there was no steady uprising of like, oh, I'm feeling it now. It was like, whoa, where did this come from?
He was the guy that had to sit down.
No. One thing, though, I kept my composure pretty well until, and I thought I did. A few days ago, I saw a friend of mine who was also there who reminded me that she remembered that I was, like, with her telling her how incredibly gone I was and how I needed to sit down. Zena.
There's a picture of you on the guy who was hosting the sausage party.
Oh, yeah.
He has a blog, and there's a picture with Rob in, like, the background or something, and you just look blasted.
That was the end of the night already. I was just getting worse to the point where I'm like, I have, like, half a cup of tequila still out. I was like, I'm going to put this tequila down. I can't do this anymore.
Wait, did you have, like, glow stick necklaces on and shit?
Oh, then it went off. I was, like, huffing people.
It is drawn on your forehead.
Let's do the wave. Right here, guys.
Were you more or less drunk than when you took a shot every time someone called the show and 25 people called?
We'll see. Okay.
But he was
outside. I was definitely more drunk that time.
Okay.
But that progressed over 2 hours.
I see.
So, like, you know, the first hour and a half, I was still able to, like, you know, get my cool. Whereas with this, within 20 minutes, I was like, we should leave soon. I was like, wow, that was quick. So my lesson is never do tequila shots on an empty stomach or probably even on a full stomach.
How did Frank do?
Frank
is immune to alcohol.
Right, but I'm still just curious if he
got pretty drunk too, but
yeah.
Yeah, but give him a beer, and that guy's stomach is ruptured.
He gets some carbonation. Hey, we got some callers.
Pussy.
956.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Okay.
956.
Talk to us.
When I say 956, you say ho. 956.
Ho!
I love you.
Okay.
All right, 956 is gone. The other caller hung up.
Oh.
Womp, 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 womp. And I'm not a lightweight. Zodiac Killer in the chat says I am a lightweight. I had absolutely nothing to eat for hours. That's the reason I got really drunk. And it's not like I vomited or anything.
You didn't?
No.
Did you do anything really stupid?
Did you get up for work the next morning? Were you able to get up for work?
Yes, I was able to wake up at noon,
2 p.m.
and roll over to your computer.
Put on your co-ed naked partying shirt.
I don't put on a shirt. I'm just in my I'm in my boxers till like 4 or 5.
And then he takes them off.
And then I take them off.
Yeah, shit with the door open.
Oh, did you get a roommate yet? Is that a
Yeah, I did find a roommate. He's a normal guy.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
So far.
What's the story?
Just a kid.
Oh.
Just a kid out of college.
Like
you work 12
years
finance.
Old.
No, he's
It's a kid that he met at the pool.
That little black kid? That's who's living with you?
No, he's a 23-year-old kid from Boston.
No.
Sid just texted me to tell Noah to talk more, unless she already is, in which case tell her to shut the fuck up already.
You could have used that earlier. With your friend story.
Okay.
I don't know. There's really not much to him.
No.
No.
I guess
he's just a regular cat guy. I don't really see him. Oh, we have callers again. 803. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Drake from South Carolina.
Oh, what's up, Drake from South Carolina?
I wanted to talk about Summer Slaughter. This is something I've never seen before, but when I went, the Faithless came on before Decapitated, and then as soon as the Faithless was done, like 50% of the audience left.
Really?
They just completely
left.
They didn't come back for Decapitated. They're just gone.
Well, it was a long day.
How did that make you feel?
It was just weird because I thought most people would be there to see them, and then everybody was gone.
Well, is it like the lineup? Is it a good new lineup? Because I haven't.
It was a great lineup. I think what it was is just the show went on forever. It's really draining, and people were just like,
no, like,
I don't know.
Decapitated.
Oh, it's a new lineup. Yeah, only the guitarist.
Yeah, I know, but like, is it good?
Oh yeah, they were great. They were awesome. They were super tight.
Was there any Five Finger Death Punch?
Not on Summer Slaughter, on Mayhem Fest.
Oh, yeah.
They were on Mayhem Fest. And pretty much all of those bands were on Mayhem Fest.
Yes.
And then Norma Jean.
Bad Luck 13?
Bad Luck 13. They would not be on Mayhem Fest. No, but Summer Slaughter was like the complete opposite of Mayhem Fest because A, it was indoors, so it was air conditioned.
Awesome.
Not mine. Mine was indoors with no AC and it was 100 degrees outside.
Oh, that sucks.
Maybe that's why they left.
Yeah, so how do you expect people to stick around that late?
They were there for like 7 hours, I mean, and then they all left at the end when it started getting cooled down.
You know what it is probably, too? I'm sure it's also that a lot of these kids just don't know who Decapitated is because they're just into all of these. Like, all of those bands, they're great, and I'm not taking anything away from them, but they're like the current scene right now. So it's kids that just got into music in the last, death metal or whatever, in the last 3 years. They probably haven't gotten to Decapitated yet. And Decapitated definitely sounded completely different than any other. They were like, oh, this is like real, like not real death metal, but like old school death metal, I guess.
What I thought was weird was they had Vital Remains open for everything. I thought they would be a little bit higher up as well.
Well,
considering they're one of the older bands there.
Well, usually that kind of stuff is based on record sales. That's how they determine lineups.
How far up was the cord?
They were fourth from the top.
Yeah, I think that line they were like third from the top.
Oh, nice. Fancy. But did you enjoy yourself?
Other than the heat and almost dying, it wasn't too bad. I mean, they put the real Summer Slaughter in that building. People were passing out from heat stroke and all sorts of crap.
That's not how hot was it?
That's death metal.
In the building, it was like 115, and then outside, it was like 96.
That's ridiculous.
The people went outside
and
to cool off.
And they weren't giving out water or anything like that. They didn't give a shit.
Well, for $5, they were, right? Right?
Water was actually $2, which wasn't that bad.
Not bad at all. That's pretty reasonable for a venue. I smoked so much weed at Summer Slaughter. I don't think I've ever smoked as much weed before in a six-hour amount of time because every band had weed.
Well, didn't you say that you tried a special
a vaporizer? I tried Cephalocarnage's vaporizer, and they have an incredibly smooth vaporizer, and they have incredible weed. It was pretty ridiculous. It was a lot. It was a lot of weed. And the funniest story, though, was like, all right, I'm beyond blast at this point. The show is over. Me and Frank were about to leave, and we're leaving. We're just like, all right, let's just go say goodbye to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we go by the crew exit, the crew entrance,
right,
by the venue at Irving, which is on 15th between Broadway and Irving.
Okay.
Or I guess that's 4th and Irving. It's all right. Kids will know. They can Google Map it. But anyway, it's just a side street in New York, and there was a sesh going on the street in New York City of, like, a joint being passed around.
No way.
Followed by a fucking pipe.
Yes.
Followed by a cop with handcuffs.
Yeah. That's what I thought, but it was pretty dead. Plus, all of the vans and buses were parked right in front of the door because everyone was loading out. So it was almost, like, you know, obscured. And then some random woman, and I definitely mean woman, walks by. She's like, oh, I smell weed. I have some medical grade shit, you know. And then, of course, Eddie from All Shot Paris was just like, oh, do you want to smoke? She's like, no, I don't really want to smoke, but I really do need to use the bathroom.
So, she just like, wasn't a gay.
Maybe that's just
that's
my
woman voice.
It's my lady voice.
Don't ruin the illusion. I was totally thought it was a woman until you said that.
I thought that was Rob's normal.
Jeez,
off radio.
Yeah, right.
Then he goes, lucky for you, I have a pee fetish.
So he's like, well, if I ask for you inside and let you use the bathroom, will you pack a bowl for us? She's like, oh, sure. So he does, and then they come out, and then she packs a bowl for us, and the weed is amazing. And she's like, you know, I don't really want to smoke weed. I just want a cigarette. And then everyone's like, oh, you shouldn't smoke. It's bad for you. And then she's like, oh, no, I don't smoke, like, regularly. I only smoke socially. I just like to smoke in party situations. I really like one right now. And then she's like, yeah, you know, I've been smoking socially for, like, about, oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. And I was like, okay, you're not smoking socially. You're just smoking. You're just a cheap smoker who doesn't want to buy a pack. You just bum off people. So somebody found her a pack of cigarettes. And then she tells us, without even any provoking, she tells us,
who wants to get blown?
Wait, excuse me. Can I just read what Sid texted me?
Oh, yes.
He said, tell Rob to tone down the gayness in his voice tonight.
Wait, Sid's on a delay. He said that before he got to Rob doing that impression. That was just him talking.
Yeah, he's the one calling from the or texting from the Arcade Fire show.
Yeah. But no, so then she's like, yeah, I'm 37, and we're like, what? You totally don't look 37, and she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because we were stoned, but she's like, oh yeah, you know, thank you. I know I look really good for my age, and it's because I've never been married, I've never had kids, and then somebody else goes by, oh, I'm 37. Yeah, I was just saying, it's because I've never been mad. I've never had kids. And I'm just like a really normal person. And then,
what'd she look like?
No, I can't.
She looked good.
She looked fine. Like, I don't mean like fine.
Average.
Great. Yeah, like.
Would you put it in her?
Before she started talking.
For the weed, you would.
Before she started talking.
For the weed.
Yes.
Okay.
Once she opened her mouth and, like, yapped so much that I literally blacked myself out.
It's not that hot. If she's hot, you'd fuck her anyway.
But that's why we got duct tape and shit, man.
But
Shinobi says, was she Sarah Silverman cute?
No.
Okay.
No. but, yeah, so she's like, oh, you know, all of us in New York, we're just a bunch of crazy people. I'm like, what? I don't think that. Oh, no, like crazy, like in an arty way, like in an artsy way.
Okay, shut up.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here. Thanks for the weed, but we got to go. So that was amazing, just getting randomly sparked up by a psychopathic, good for 37-year-old looking
not bad.
Female.
The order of that grammar was terrible.
We still have Drake on the line.
Drake, did you like that story?
That was a great story, Rob.
Thanks.
Did you doze off for a little bit there, man?
Can you recite it back? You're on the
second. Probably could, but it would be a condensed version.
There will be a quiz once it's over.
Well, what did you say?
I need to study for it. Let me get the archive, and then I'll take the quiz.
Drake, are you a first-time caller?
Actually, it's my second time, but yeah.
Well, you're on.
Last time I called in about moving to Dallas or Idaho.
Oh, yeah. You don't get a free CD, but you have the good feeling of having told the truth.
Oh, yeah.
But we have a few other callers, so we're going to move on, Drake. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Cool.
And don't go to that venue anymore. It doesn't seem like it's worth it. 901.
You're on the Metal Injection Hotline. What's your name and where are you from?
The hotline?
I guess.
Hey, my name is Devin. I'm from Tennessee.
Girl.
Wait, hold on. I was going to ask.
Girl or gay?
Are you a lady?
Yeah, Noah told me to call in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I have some girls that I tell them what to do, and they do it.
Did you really? Is it like a friend of yours or something?
It's a girl from Twitter that I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. She's super cute.
Are
you?
I was,
Wait, single. I mean, you sound a little bit like a stoner, honestly. Like, I'm not. You might.
Whoa.
Like, I'm not insulting you. I just like you're like out of it. That's all. Like, hey.
Because it's like 3 a.m. where
she's from Tennessee. It's Southern drawl, Dan.
Tennessee isn't at 3 a.m. What are you
what
talking
the
about?
Fuck
it's the same time. It's
seven
to the earth.
Here.
We're in the furthest time zone.
Good one.
I was joking. Come on.
Yeah, terrible joke.
Can we see a pic of her?
Anyway.
What? Why not?
We'll get to that in a minute. All right. But let's keep things moving.
Do you have a question or comment?
That was moving. Or the pic.
No. Didn't you promise me a 16-year-old?
What?
I can be 16.
Oh, those are in the chat room that you can
promise
them.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Some of them might be willing to give up their virginity to you. You're nice.
Lord knows I will.
I don't think they care if she doesn't look good.
No, I'm saying that the guys in the chat.
Right. They won't care. They won't care. Oh, if they're nice to her, you mean. Well, I don't really feel comfortable facilitating underage sex.
No, 16 is okay.
I do. I really do.
All right.
Really,
I'm just making that statement when the FBI seizes this MP3.
I'll take the rap for that one. I'm just a middleman.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you for...
No, she didn't even say anything, man.
Well,
that was
she has nothing.
I still want to see what she looks like. Noah said she saw it. I want
to. She's like, right?
The last time you said someone was hot was that ugly, disgusting heifer on that website that you wanted to hook Sid up with.
Yeah. That land monster was not attractive.
I think, look, I have a theory because Noah's a very attractive woman, and she likes
woman?
Yes. Oh, well, you're not. What do you have a penis?
You're not a girl.
Not yet. My theory is that you like to elevate ugly, disgusting women to being hot so that you have less competition.
I think we just have different tastes.
Pretty much.
Maybe. That's possible. All right. I'll grant you that.
No, it's like that old adage of keeping all like the fuggo broads around.
Right.
So you make,
right. I agree. I
don't think any of my friends are fuggo.
I beg to differ.
Just you.
I know. That's what I said. I beg to differ.
Sean's not fuggo. He's a very, very attractive man.
Darren, you're even more charming.
Take your shirt off.
I think if I had met you at a Mayhem Fest, you might have found me attractive.
Who are you talking
about? Rob? She couldn't have met me. She's in Tennessee. I was in Tennessee.
Would you go to Tennessee? For some
not
snatter?
To go to Mayhem Fest.
To get some snatter?
Depending on the meaning of snatter? Yes.
Okay.
Okay, can we move on now?
No.
I think so.
No.
Wait, she's the first time caller.
Sure. What's up?
Oh, okay. No, she's like,
right.
Like kind of. Like,
I just showed them your avatar first.
She's like nerdy cute. Like,
oh,
shit.
Yeah. I'll take it.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought.
I like the hair. Is her hair still pink?
Thank you.
She's pretty. Coral? Is it coral? Would coral be the right shade?
It looks more like a burnt sienna.
She has like a computer geek glasses on.
Is that a burnt
upper?
Are
you sure it's not coral? I'm going to go with coral.
All right. Noah, you're one for two in recommending women.
Coral.
Yeah.
You should name your daughter Coral.
You guys are embarrassing me. Stop it.
See, there she is again.
Right? Yeah,
there she is in the basement shower. I'm going to tweet about this so hard.
I was willing to lie and say we didn't actually meet on Twitter.
Oh, no?
Like, we didn't actually know each other kind of from Twitter. Like, I was going to lie because everybody thinks Twitter's lame.
So, you guys found each other being twat followers of each other or what?
Yeah.
We met at a grocery store, actually.
And then
Yeah.
What was going to be the real cover story?
I couldn't remember my phone number, so I gave her my Twitter name.
Yeah.
You really met on Twitter, though, right? Like, what were you going to say? What was the lie that you were going to do?
I don't know. I was going to be like...
Good one.
Fucking... I don't know. Just anything but Twitter, I think, is okay.
Okay. Ken Pierce suggested that you two should practice trivadism.
Practice what? Practice what?
Tribadism. Remember we discussed this on the air?
I forgot.
That's when the two ladies are naked and rub their vaginas together.
That's called scissoring.
Oh, I was spelling it out for them. You might not know what scissoring is.
I know what scissoring is.
What? They're going to make origami, bird?
Yeah.
I want to do art and craft.
Rob's a little behind the times. Lesbo,
Lico. That's not the real Ken Pierce in the chat.
Yeah, he's using, I should say, you're right, I should say that.
Because Ken Pierce has a dial-up connection. He wouldn't be able to listen.
Who's Shlomo?
Shlomo is my scissoring partner, actually.
By the way, you can't...
Everyone wants to know if I want his number.
Yes, you do.
No,
you
do.
We don't want it, and we have it.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, send me a private message, and I'll send you a link to a place with all of our CDs for giveaway, and you can pick one, and we'll send one over to you.
And some dick pics right. From Rob.
Dick pics! All right, cool. Thanks for calling in.
I can't wait. Thanks.
Yeah, she doesn't mean it. All right, 630. 630, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name, and where are you from?
First 10 callers get dick pics from Rob.
First 10 dick pics.
Hello. From his collection.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. I was just listening. I don't know. Because I don't have, like, a sound on my computer, so.
Well, do you want to
just... What kind of computer do you have that doesn't have sound?
No, I had, it was getting slow, so I just, like, deleted everything.
He has a VIC-20.
You deleted everything?
Oh.
Yeah.
Some new drivers.
What?
You need some new drivers for your sound card?
I tried to do that. It didn't work.
Hey, have you tried unplugging your modem for 60 seconds?
Actually, funny story. When my sound card in my old computer didn't work, I did unplug it and then plug it back in, and then it worked again.
Fuck.
So that might be
there
the
you go. Is that where Time Warner Cable got it from? Solve
everything. I don't know how to do this. And I don't want you to talk me through it either, because that'll just ruin everything. So,
all right, before we proceed, can I get your account number and your name and address? What's your name,
no.
Man? What's your name?
No name?
I'm David. I called in like 2 weeks ago.
Where are you from again, David? 2 weeks? I barely remember what happened at Summer Slaughter this weekend.
Yesterday,
exactly.
I don't know.
Good one.
Where am I from?
Yeah.
Algonquin.
Shut the fuck up! Are you kidding me?
Jeez.
Oh, wait, is this my Dave?
What? Wait, no, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
My Dave's supposed to call him tonight, too. I thought he was supposed to.
You have a Dave?
My Dave.
I actually have a few Dave. Dave. I have a few Dave.
What are you doing, Dave?
Get to the part where you're gay.
Human train. That's what it is.
I do know about magic waters, though.
Oh, fuck. You kidding me, man?
Yes.
Fresh my memory what that is.
Wait, how do you know about Algonquin?
Because I live by it. I live in Chicago.
No shit, man. See? I bring out the peeps.
Do you think he's listening to this podcast just because of you?
Yes, because I'm from Algonquin. That's why he's listening.
Is there like an Algonquin blog?
Yeah.
That's that like it talks about every member of the
community. Yeah, basically. Algonquin on Wikipedia and like the local celebrities.
Former resident Sean Griffin is now on the Metal Injection Live.
Yes,
yeah. There's just me, the guys from Smoking Popes, and one of the dudes from Alkaline Trio are all on the list. That's it. Thank you for calling in, David. We appreciate it.
Wait, no problem.
Yeah, do we want to just...
We'll keep you on hold so you can keep listening to this fantastic podcast.
Awesome.
Okay, can I call in later for Thrash It or Trash It?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah, you can.
Okay,
only Chicago.
All
right.
Okay, thank you.
The Googler returns. Maybe that was the Googler's alter ego. You can say
if you actually listen in, the Googler called in before he was the Googler as a regular person a few times.
I don't remember that. I'll have to check the log.
Well, I think it's about that time in the show when we go to a little muzak break.
Do you want to talk about the first two songs?
Weed and Watermelon.
Oh. Trino brought Watermelon and I brought Weed.
Okay.
But
did you put my music onto your delivery?
No. I'll mix it in. But the first two songs we're playing, there's an actual reason for playing them.
Why?
Members of the band died this week.
So it's
true.
Two bands?
Tribute. Yeah.
Two bands. Yeah.
The singer of Early Graves.
And who was the other guy that died?
The guy that sings Titfuck.
No, not Shat.
Yeah.
The bassist of Fear.
Yeah, the original. Dirt
band,
Scratch.
A
Dirt
band
Scratch.
Sean likes so much that he has their logo tattooed on his on his shin?
No, on my ankle.
On your ankle?
It's right below the dolphin jumping through the rainbow.
How fucking original. Both of them.
Here's a Playboy logo.
Wow.
That's on my
belly.
Yeah.
It's actually one of those suntan things. Because I burn really easily.
Oh, it would be very disrespectful to two guys that died just now.
Yeah. No, I did want to say that. My condolences do go out to the families of
they're probably.
No, I'm not kidding.
They're not listening.
No, I'm just saying that Early Graves is fucking incredible, and that like huge talent robbed way too early. Like we saw them at Union Pool 2 weeks ago. There's a live set up on the site.
Oh, you're just trying to promote your channel.
Wow,
injection.
You're plugging your channel.
You're an opportunist.
Wow, way to cash in on someone's death.
Yeah, go get on the
live
shit.
Clips.
But
yeah, no. In all seriousness,
he was a good dude. Yeah, it does suck. He was good.
And then we're gonna do Early Graves. We're gonna do Fear.
Yeah.
And then
terrible, terrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna play a little Cynic because Sid's not here.
Yeah.
And they're playing on Friday, and I'm very excited because they're playing with Intronaut and Sweet.
Okay.
So here it is.
Wait a minute. Are you going to put any of the songs that I gave you into that playlist?
Fuck
maybe.
No. People died.
We'll see if we have time.
I
was going to play some other stuff. I want to pick the playlist this week.
But
can I pick the playlist this week?
Can we just share?
We'll mix it up. All right.
Okay.
Cool. Early Graves. Thank you.
eyes now, man. I see the eyes. And I tell it to you. Tells me to walk away from all those faceless pigs who spit before and after us and call us hippies and yippies and shit.
Tonight, the metal injection line has this point of view, like pretense at a concentration camp. A big sloppy bunch of Jews, BSing about nothing important, and waiting to die. Enjoy the show.
I don't feel like I fit that.
Oh, that was an old one.
Welcome back to hour two of the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Coming up at this hour,
whackity smackity doo.
We have exclusive excerpts from Dave Mustaine's book. They're real this time.
You really are a penis.
And coming up later,
who's a penis?
It's everybody's favorite segment,
whackity smackity doo.
No, not that one, Sean.
He just wants to get into another remix song.
It's everybody.
Yeah, which no one ever fucking does anymore.
It's everybody's favorite segment,
Thrash It or Trash It.
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 But first, wait, are we doing that now or are we? Well, that's later.
I think we should start to do it now.
Oh, okay.
Shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were teasing it.
Thrashing.
Oh, wait. I was talking about Thrasher or Trasher.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the Damon Sanex there.
Got it. I agree.
Wait.
So
it wasn't Wake Up Dead. What was the track I played last
502.
Week?
No. The intro.
Sweating Bullets.
Right.
There we go. That's right. The song that I referenced earlier.
Oh, me.
So basically.
Yeah. First of all, before you touch that book, you disinfect your hands.
Yes.
Earlier, Noah purchased.
Now I have to disinfect it again because I touched this book with Dave Mustaine on it.
Noah purchased the Mustaine autobiography, and then earlier, before the show went on the air, rubbed it on her crotch.
Oh, no wonder.
So now it is full of rat scabies.
It has crabs.
Rat scabies worse.
Well, I've been down that path in my life, so.
Ew.
One time I was at a strip club, and I was too close to the stage, and a crab jumped onto my eyelash.
No.
I'm kidding. That's an urban legend. That's
even
like
worse. I was at a strip club in Chicago one time, and I was wearing like a winter hat, a Misfits winter hat, mind you. And
was it a beanie?
It was kind of like a beanie. Yeah. They had the Crimson Ghost logo on the front and the name on the back.
Okay.
And we're sitting up front. We were like, because we went there every time someone of the friends group got turned 18, you know. And we were watching. This frog was really attractive. But, you know, strippers are kind of dirty.
Yeah.
And we were sitting up front ready with our singles, ready to throw them on the floor. And
her ass was too wide and shit plopped out.
Oh, close. Even worse.
Worse. Oh,
grabs the beanie off of my head, rubs it on her snatter, and then puts it and throws it back at me. Did not put that back on. Brought that home and washed it three times in the fucking washing
machine. All right. You're talking to a man that has OCD. You do not want to hear that you had a...
When did you even take
Darren it? Darren is never touching you again.
Yeah,
you
might still have that on you.
Darren is slowly shifting his body away from
just
you.
Just never wear a beanie around me, because I'll think it's that beanie.
Just look out for the Misfits logo on my head.
I told a story, you weren't on the show yet, but I told a story once about, do you remember the, hold on, what?
Oh, no, just click on here.
One second. Sorry.
So you made him stop his story. So he can click on the chat room.
You can keep talking.
Good work, Sean.
I forgot the story now. If anyone remembers the story I'm talking about.
I know the story.
It was
when you were gambling and they had strippers.
Yeah, they had strippers there and like they were trying to, they forced me to get into the stage show. And I kind of did it for a second and then I was like, I saw where it was going and I said, no. And I wound up, they replaced me with some other dude. There was like four poor schmucks on the stage. They wound up eating the hookers. They were hookers, and they wound up eating the hookers' pussies.
Shut the fuck up.
Through Saran wrap, like they put, like Saran wrap is gonna block anything they fucking have.
Yeah.
And then they stuck their faces between their ass cheeks, and oh my god, it's nightmare still. So anyway, that was the capital.
But they liked it though, right?
I don't know. I mean, they didn't really have any emotion. They were like hookers, you know. They were just
I meant the guys.
No,
the hookers.
The guys were like freaked out, I think.
Why were they doing it?
It was like peer pressure, I guess. But I had the balls to stand up and say, I'm not doing that because I don't want to die. Anyway.
Let's clear our mouths with a quick call.
Woo!
630. How do you follow that one up? What's your name and where are you from?
David.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still on hold. Are we doing Thrasher to Trasher now? Like, I don't know. I'm sorry I'm doing this all the time.
Almost.
Talking about Super AIDS.
We'll be back. We'll get you on.
Super AIDS. Yeah, I got all nothing. Right. I'm sorry, I can't follow.
Get out of here.
Let's move on to our segment. So I'm holding in my hand Dave Mustaine's new book that came out yesterday.
Wait, I have to give you tweezers so that you can spread the
cookies. Oh, come on. You want to take funny? Come on here. We'll put it behind glass. Reach in, like with those glove things, like when they handle plutonium.
Yeah.
Do that. Go into the airlock. Right.
Why are the pages already stuck together?
No, it was rubbing on her cuckoo, she said before.
My late night entertainment.
You use your lips to turn the pages?
By the way, Noah pointed out to me that the very first two words in this book are James Hetfield. And I thought she was kidding, but I went to the introduction and it's starts off, James Hetfield, who used to be one of my best friends, as close as a brother, once observed with some incredulity that I must have been born with a horseshoe on my ass. That's how lucky I've been. Well, it's probably true, because he's been in rehab like 59 days, right? 59 times, I should say. So, I'm just going to read
horseshoeism,
ridiculous things in here. Like, I opened the page random book randomly, and I wind up with the actually wound up completely by accident on the page where James Hetfield kicks his dog. Totally not bullshitting.
Are you serious?
Yes, page 66.
Can you read it?
Want to hear the story? All right, I'm going to read this like Dave Mustaine. Prior to the formation of Metallica, I bought a couple of dogs to dissuade people from breaking into my house, which had happened on occasion in part because of my business interests, quote unquote.
did you write that?
Because I started reading the book last night on the train, and just reading it in my normal voice that's in my head didn't suffice. So I started reading it as if you were reading it, and it made it so much better.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record this as an audio book for you.
Perfect.
Should we sell it on the site?
Okay. These were formidable pups, Staffordshire Terriers, which are similar to pit bulls, crossbred with Rhodesian Ridgebacks. And they quite naturally scared the shit out of most people. They were also very affectionate and loyal, and I cared for them immensely. When I traveled to Ron's house for rehearsal or to a gig, I usually leave them behind to protect the house. Sometimes one of the dogs would keep me company. One day in the summer of 1982, I drove to rehearsal, and when I let the dog out of the car, she began running around. Dogs do that when they've been cooped up for a while. Thanks, Dr. Dr. Dave Mustaine.
So educational. Dave Mustaine, dog whisperer.
At some point, I said that already. Okay, yeah. At some point, the female jumped up on the front quarter panel of Ron's car. A beautiful Pontiac GTO, prompting James to give the dog a hard kick across its chest. The dog, she was still just a puppy, let out a yelp and scampered away.
Aww.
And I went nuts. What are you doing? I gotta do James this one.
Ginger rage.
She's scratching the car, man. Yeah, James said. As if that was an acceptable excuse for kicking a dog. Fuck you, I said. No, he actually wrote fuck you. Like, he's writing it and remembering it now. Fuck you.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
still
that's
mad.
What I said, fuck you.
The actual...
No, he wrote all of these, like, in his diary at the end of the day.
Really? It seems like...
So.
Was, did he actually
so
write this, though?
Like, really seems like it.
Hey, Noah, fuck you. I'm trying to read my book here.
Okay.
Is this, like, written by Dave Mustaine and, you know, as told to somebody? Or
look on the side of the...
It just says Dave Mustaine. Oh, with Joe Layden.
Yeah.
Ah, so he didn't really write. Maybe this didn't happen.
here we go.
The actual fight didn't happen right there. They call it a hang fire, like when there's an unexpected delay between the trigger of a gun being pulled and the actual discharge of the weapon. I know, because I shoot guns a lot.
That's it.
No, I added that. Sorry,
that was a footnote.
You know it's coming and there's no stopping it. It's just a matter of time. James and I alternately cursed at each other. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! There it is. That's how I know about guns. I have one in my pocket. But let me skip ahead. Oh, okay. You keep talking like that, and I'm gonna punch you in the mouth, I said. Fuck off! Yeah!
I have to add yeah at the end of every joke. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah! In the middle of this exchange, Ron walked out of the bathroom and into the living room. He and James on way back.
And despite the fact that James often treated him like shit, Ron instinctively defended his friend.
I don't know how to do a Ron McGovney voice, so I'm just going to say no unknown.
Your usual voice.
Yeah. You hit him, you'll have to hit me. You hit him, you'll have to hit me first.
Shut up, Ron, and sit the fuck down, I said. And then James jumped to Ron's defense. You touch him, you're going to have to hit me first, yeah. Jesus, I thought. I think in my voice, too, see? What is this, some kind of fucking game show? I realized I would have to make a decision. Okay, you win.
Wow, that's kind of a pussy decision. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I screwed up. Yeah, Dave's telling a better story than me.
You win, I said, and with that, I threw a right cross that landed flush against James' face, turning his mouth into a pile of bloody chiclets.
What a metaphor. That's great.
Saying James had still his big teeth.
No, he had chiclets in his mouth.
Oh.
I'm eating chiclets right now, yeah. Got bad breath. Ooh.
Yeah.
To my surprise, Ron immediately jumped on my back. Reflexively, I gave him a hip toss.
He's in the WWE. I got a great. Someone in the chat said Chitalica. If he remembered that incident, that would have been the name of the band.
A few people are saying, get to the part where Dave says he's gay.
Right after that, I realized I was gay. He flew across the room and landed on an entertainment center, sending shards of particle board all over the place.
Imagine that, like, what an entertainment center was in 19, whatever this was. It's probably like 9,000 pounds. Probably hurts a lot more than now. Oh, here you go.
And destroying the old Pong video game hooked up to the TV. The fight might...
He had an Xbox 2.
The fight might have gone on longer if not for the presence of my friend and martial arts training partner, Rick Solis, who quickly intervened.
JCVD.
I was right there by his side. I brought a woman a beach for him to practice spotting on. I was enraged, ready to kill both Ron and James, when Rick came up from behind and grabbed my elbow. That piece of shit.
No, I added that part, so.
Pinching the ulnar nerve and rendering me incapacitated.
He gave him the fucking Vulcan death grip.
We stood there together for a moment, seeing nothing.
Well, he was incapacitated by the Vulcan death grip.
When suddenly James began screaming at me. You're out of the band! Get the fuck out of here! Yeah! Ooh! Get here! You're not in the band anymore! No! Oh. Ron was yelling, too. Lars, meanwhile, was in the bathroom watching people do coke.
No, I'm kidding.
Lars, meanwhile, was standing in a corner just sort of twirling his hair and trying unsuccessfully to mediate a settlement.
Come on, man. I don't want it to end this way, obviously.
Why is he black?
I don't know. That was just my regular voice. So my regular
why
voice.
Why are you black?
My regular voice is black. I don't know why everyone thinks I'm black.
You know, that's funny because I just got a text from Sid, and he said, "Tell Darren to be less ethnic and tell Sean to be more ethnic."
I am devoid of ethnicity.
Wait, my Mustaine voice is black too?
Did that really come through?
Well, before the music break.
I was watching BET and drinking a Colt 45.
Okay, so Mustaine said,
"Fuck you, I quit." And James said, "Good, fuck you too."
That's the end of that chapter. So.
Wow.
That was amazing.
I just want to say thank you, Dave, for writing this book because you just filled one segment on every show for the next year and a half.
Wait, I thought you were going to be reading this at Barnes & Noble this Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a blonde wig and lose about 97 pounds and have people go up to him and be like, "Hello, man.
Really?
I'll go there with a heroin needle hanging out of my arm and they'll think of him."
I'm here for my reading.
Dave is going to be signing at the Barnes & Noble where I purchased this book for my job. And I'm thinking
of
going.
Oh, are you
going
to blow him?
If I get to the front of the line, like at a normal hour.
Awesome.
Okay, awesome.
Are you saying his cock is that long that you have to be in the back of the line? For
no, if I get to the front of the line.
All right.
Are you going to twit pick it?
If I do decide
can
to
I
go.
Can I twit pick it?
Are you going to come with me?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, you should definitely take video of it. Twit vid it.
I can do that. I got that. Yeah. I'll take the zoom so I great sound.
Yeah, he's going to, like, crawl in front of him.
You need to definitely document the entire thing, like, from her online waiting to walking up to Dave.
And just being totally frustrated because I'm there for 2 hours fucking waiting.
And then the post-Dave interview, too.
Well, I was thinking I was going to strap my, like, one video camera on the top of your head so it's, like, your point of view kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be, like, 10 steps back to get, like, the wide angle
shot.
My ass shot?
Yeah.
So that was great. I mean, if that doesn't convince you to buy Dave's book, I don't know what will. We're not even getting paid anything to do these readings.
Yeah.
We're just doing them because they're frickin' entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should do...
Dave Mustaine.
Wait, no, what's that thing? Mad Libs? Ad Libs?
Oh, Mad Libs with his book?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, we can do that next week. Definitely.
Can you share some of that?
The M&Ms
that
you're chewing on?
Uh-huh. No, not on the mic, like with me. Like
oh, I go with everybody.
No, just with me. Thanks for
We have some callers. Oh, no, we don't.
Oh, you hung up. We'll call back. Maybe it was Dave Mustaine. He wanted to...
He was mad.
He was mad until we said that Noah was going to blow him with the book signing. He was like, oh, I'll hang up.
I don't sound like that. Give me a migraine headache.
I like that Ken Pierce in the chat says, every segment of the show should be adapted to include this book.
Yes.
I agree.
Thrash it or Mustaine or trash it.
Somebody got to get Mustaine.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Anyway. All right, I think we should get to Thrash it or Trash it.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
he called back.
The caller?
Yeah.
Caller.
Fucked.
781.
No, it's Shlomo again.
No, it's Shlomo 718.
Oh,
I'm 781.
Yeah, just keep on thinking.
Okay.
781, you there?
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's your name?
Oh. Pizza Destroyer from Massachusetts.
I thought you were going to say Peter Steele. That's right. Pizza Destroyer from Massachusetts.
Peter Steele.
That would be a long distance call if he is. What's up,
Rob? I just wanted to know if you actually, like, prepare questions for interviews or just, like, improvise it.
It depends on the band.
Tell them the truth.
Rob
wings everything.
No, it's not true.
You get one fact and then you run with it. It's good. That's a good thing.
Well, that was a New England Metal Fest because there was, like, 13 bands and I'm not.
Yeah, just give me one fact. I'll do it.
I'm not going to sit there and, like, research 13 bands. But, no, I definitely cut, like, if I'm... Like, at Summer Slaughter, I definitely had a few questions for a lot of the bands. But most of the time, it's even if I do have questions, it's a very improvised interview based on where the conversation goes.
Okay.
It's better that way.
I try to have more of a conversation more than just, like, a straight-up interview. I don't like asking.
The singer of the Tony Danza, et cetera, he said that you get high before every interview.
80% of the time.
Wait, so let me get this straight. You talked to the singer Tony Danza Extravaganza about me?
No, I watched an interview on your site where he said that.
Oh, okay, right. No, I don't get high before every interview. And typically I try not to get high before the interview. I do it immediately after.
I don't think this guy's in a good position to be criticizing people for getting high before asking people questions.
Okay, thanks.
Pizza Destroyer, you're a good guy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I too destroy people.
Wait.
Side note before Thrasher Dredget. Can the chat room find one power violence band for me?
Okay, we have 347 on the line.
Hello.
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 Hi, what's going on?
What's up? Is this Crew Chicky?
It is. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Who is this?
Sharon, do you know this girl?
Yes.
Is this a fuck buddy?
No. Oh, she's married.
No, totally not. No, I don't. I don't fuck. I don't know. I fuck on the first date. Sorry. But yeah, I had a request. So, are we ready for it? Can I request something finally?
Go ahead.
Yeah, fuck it.
Awesome. All right, so I'm going to give you their website. Are you ready?
Oh, hands? Were you in Thrasher to Thrasher?
Yes, come on, let's just do it already. No, official announcement, just do it now.
What are you, the program director now?
Totally. I've been waiting forever.
Thrash it or trash it.
I feel like I need to inject
myself. Wait, what's the name, please?
The name of the band is Heartbeat Still, all one word, on myspace.com.
Her chat name.
Okay.
Heartbeat Still?
Yep.
Heartbeat Still.
No,
I doubt it. This is probably like a sweep do hairdo band, right?
No, absolutely not.
Hardcore metal progressive. Their logo is completely unreadable.
Oh,
okay. I'm listening.
They're from Queens, New York. They have two rough mixes.
Okay.
I'm listening.
These sound like Hatebreed song titles.
I'm not listening.
Stand for a reason or prove them wrong.
I must interject something.
Okay.
Is this a friends band of some kind?
No, actually. I just started going to shows and saw them play a bunch of times, and they're actually amazing. They're a really good band, so... okay. I think they're recording some more shit, so they don't have that many songs up there, but they're really tight. I really like them.
We will listen to it with an open mind, but rest assured that we will not take into account the fact that I know you in trashing
them. We will crush them.
Yes. Okay. Having said
that's totally cool.
let's go for the appropriate prove them wrong. Let's see if they prove us wrong.
All right. Nice. It's a good song.
Wait, I got it. It's like a John Cage song. Oh.
I guess the music progresses.
The band members are all like both very aggressive.
Yeah, they're green.
Very good. Not like it's not that good breakdown. So.
It's not terrible.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's just generic.
I trash.
Well, let's
get the truth. All right, Dan.
Now, Sean.
You don't have anything nice to say.
If you talk over this band, somebody going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
I like this part.
If they would have played a guitar solo instead, I would have really liked it. Instead of this.
All right, so it's been a minute. What do we say?
Well, one at a time.
I trash because it just sounds too much like Kill Switch.
Yeah,
I
trash.
No one?
Like Kill Switch.
I trash.
It sounds exactly.
Well, let's go around the table. Let's go around the table.
That last part just killed it for me, so I'm sorry I trashed it.
I was like on the fence, but then an anonymous source just IM'd me to tell me that I've actually seen this band live. On a night where I remember hating absolutely every band that I've heard alive, so that is an immediate trash.
And I am going to say, I probably hated it the least of all four of us. I thought it was not good, but not terrible. It was the musicianship sounded okay. I don't like the style of the band, and it's very generic sounding.
Definitely generic.
There's nothing original about it, but they're not terrible.
I'll give you this much.
Wait, I appreciate Darren's honesty, though. I do want to put that out there.
Thanks. I'll give
you this much. I appreciate Darren's honesty, too. That's why he didn't call me back for a second date, but go ahead.
Oh!
Oh! All right, we got to keep moving on because our phone lines are blowing up as we play.
Go Foreskin.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's Go Foreskin.
Thanks for calling.
We have one.
Let's play the thing first.
Okay.
Great.
Thrash it.
We got a good
thrash
one.
It.
Thrash it or trash it.
Sean requested Power Violence, and someone requested, actually, Keep It Wolfson. Suggested Star Wars Power Violence.
I can't wait.
Called Sarlacc Circle Pit.
MySpace.com/SARLIC
Okay.
I literally already have a half stack.
Oh, wait.
Ew.
That URL didn't work.
You
want to
check?
Really?
No.
Did you link, click the link or not?
I copied and pasted.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I only put two W's.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the internet.
We'll remind you that Thrash the Trash is brought to you by the new novel Mustaine, featuring a giant close-up of Mustaine's defreckled face looking up his nostril all over the cover with the word Mustaine on it.
So this band is from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I like their genres, grime and minimalist.
That's awesome. All they have is a triangle.
That's how I describe myself.
They took Chelsea Grin and ran with it. Now they only have a triangle.
So wait, which one?
No.
He says play CGI Jedi.
Hold on. Frick it.
Learn how to use a computer.
My flash player is like...
update it.
Click on
I
the
don't have time.
Power of the Force of the Violence. This is great.
I need to
Can we play it out of Darren's computer, maybe?
No, I got it. Just give me one more second.
Keep moving it.
Learn
keep moving
to use
the show.
The
Let's be professional, guys. Let's
See.
Stop bringing attention to the technical difficulties. By the way, if we did that, he would have to admit that Windows is better than Mac. He doesn't want to admit defeat. Shut up.
Actually, a flash issue, which is on both Windows and Mac.
Flash is a dead scene.
That's exactly. People should just stop using Flash.
Because I can't click on it with my dick.
Yeah!
He's a dick licker!
No, I'm not.
Is it updated yet?
Yeah, okay, here we go. CGI Jedi coming right up.
There it is.
You can't have good production.
Sounds like it's a tank. Okay, keep cool. That is so terrible. No.
It's
awesome. Back to terrible.
Yeah,
it's really
terrible, I think.
Noah?
No. Not my thing at all.
It had me. The title, it had me with the genre. It lost me with the music.
I love the fuck out of it.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to fucking download it.
Sean's going to get pregnant. All right, let's take another caller.
Do it.
That's probably the thing where you have to read the lyrics, you know, to get it.
Let me check the liner notes.
All right, let's take 918.
Where are we taking him?
Oh! You're on the line.
Jesus Christ. We're a little drunk. All right, we've been drinking beers.
Beers, and you're drunk?
We had no dinner, douche.
You're a three
beer queer.
I've been smoking, too. So 918. 918. And you had edamame, sir.
Oh, now you say it right.
That's right. 918. Are you there?
What's up? I'm there. I'm there.
Who is this again? What's your name?
I'm the Pantangler, and I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hi. Hello, the Pantangler.
We almost had an
altercation.
Yeah.
The band, give us the URL.
It is called Hardtop for Kennedy.
Hard top for Kennedy?
Hard top.
Mm-hmm. You know, because he doesn't get
Jeez,
tropical.
Wow.
I thought it was hard cock for Kennedy. I like that one better.
Oh, that's the porno grind offshoot band.
Why would you like hard cock for Kennedy? That means the guy likes men and he wouldn't be interested in you.
What about Jackie Kennedy?
Everybody.
Oh.
No, Noah likes watching gay sex.
Oh. All right. Oh, fair enough.
Hard top for Kennedy.
Thanks.
Good point. Dog Found Chainsaw said Kennedy from MTV is a woman.
It's true.
Oh yeah, true.
Well, kinda.
She was. I never
I
had
was
a.
Thinking about the guys.
I never had a hard cock for that Kennedy.
No,
all.
She was like a hairy pit of dyke.
And a Republican.
Yeah. She was like a shittier Janine Garofalo.
The opposite. Mm. Of Janine Garofalo. She's like the bizarro version of Janine Garofalo.
True.
So, they're metal slash death metal slash thrash.
Mister.
Good
that's
morning, gentlemen.
You want to play Good Morning, Gentlemen?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Loading.
Play.
Do you want to start a band again?
Sure, let's do it.
I'm seriously going to play the Electric Triangle. Yep.
I'm all there, baby.
I actually really like
it.
No, I think it's
very
epic.
Groovy. Yeah. At least we have our first thrash attack.
Let's go make it
hey,
a
no, 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 I thrashed the last one. No, you don't
care.
Nobody cares. All right, Noah. Thrash it or trash
it? I thrash it. What's your name again?
Hard Top for Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Hard Top for Kennedy. All right.
Final word.
I thrash it.
I really like the name, too. It's very clever.
Yeah.
All right. What was the name of the first band?
I forgot. I have to make
heart
note of
beat, Heartbeats for Shitty Music.
Yeah, that's
true. Hearts on Fire.
Heartbeats Still. What's this one about?
This is Hard
Top
for Kennedy.
Hard Top for Kennedy.
I like it. I thrash it. Pantangler, how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good.
Yeah.
They
make your panties
like
wet?
You know what we should do?
What should you do?
We should, in the future, and I can't just say it now, but
oh, great.
If someone requests something and we unanimously like it, they should win something.
Right.
Oh, like all the crap that Frank left here.
Right. You get
Sean
Save
Peter?
The Last Dance DVD.
It's too legit.
Yeah, and you get the ability to shit on my designs in the forums.
Yeah.
No, that's
hey,
free.
Hey, I like a few of them.
Okay.
I tell you what, Pantangler, you send me a private message, and I'll give you the link to our giveaways page, and you can grab yourself a free CD
or a bunch of copies of Save the Last Dance.
I like the injection shirt that you made. That
did you dig that? You
yes,
dig that?
I want
yeah.
one.
Okay.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
All
right. I dig the Slayer one that looks like a Star of David. That thing's excellent.
Yeah, you know,
but, I said that. Well, are you from Oklahoma?
I am from Oklahoma.
I mean, would you feel safe wearing a Star of David walking around?
It's not a Star of David, though.
No. You've got it all backwards. There's no Jews out here for people to hate. It's all Mexicans and black people that people hate on.
Oh, their hate is distracted.
No, but when the one Jew shows up, they really hate him because they've never seen one before.
I don't even know what Jews are down here. They see that star. They think it's a pentagram or something. They'll just think I'm in a metal band.
But isn't it a pentagram that he made?
No. I made Star David.
Well, you can't be penta if there's 6 points.
Right, exactly.
Well, shit.
That was the joke I was going for.
It's a
hexagram.
Oh, I didn't really... I guess I didn't
see it. All righty, then. We're going to keep it going, Pantangler. Thank you for calling in. Let's take six... It's my drunk radio.
We'll see you on the forum.
My drunk radio.
We wrote
a
new
radio.
Morning Drive.
630. Why do you keep flapping Noah's wings over there?
By the way, I have to repeat this.
We're going to call attention to him.
Shankletown in the chat said, I'd be more comfortable wearing a Star of David in Warsaw than Oklahoma.
Yeah. He went there.
Oh. You're on WING.
630.
Drake again.
Drake. That's right, Drake. Right?
Drake.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, our phone numbers.
Suck. What's your name again?
David.
David.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Star of David. I get it. From Chicago.
I heard the call, so I had to call in.
Yeah, so we're heeding your call, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but we're playing
Thrashing or Thrashes.
Thrash it or trash it.
Trash it.
No, no,
when do I get to get added to this?
Thrash it.
Go.
Thrash it or trash.
Thrash it or trash.
So you say really Scott, thrash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it. Yo, fucking trash it or trash it.
Hey, what's wrong with you? You either trash that or you trash that.
All right, go.
All right, David. You've been waiting.
Bullshit.
Right. You've been waiting all night. What's the band
you want to know about? You'll actually probably like this. Well, you may not like him. The band's called Blood Runner.
Mm-hmm. Wait, am I going to hate it? Or is
Isn't that your nickname every few weeks now?
Harrison Ford movie in the 80s.
Throw my tampon at you next time.
Yeah. Use your tampons.
No pads?
Go to the,
do you put up
to
toilet paper?
Trash can.
Not answering.
Oh, Blood Runner is plural.
Wait, who's going to like this, Rob or me?
Well, it's punk / rock / visual.
Visual.
I mean,
is it a genre?
What? I don't know. Well, that's their genre. Is it
Blood Runners or Blood Runner?
Plural, Blood Runners. Blood Runner was not found on my list.
Wait, do you know the MySpace URL?
Yeah. www.myspace.com/bloodrunnermusic.
Oh, well, wow.
Why do people say www?
Because it's 2010. That's what we do.
Angelfire.geocity.
No, it's just so you know that he means a website.
Yeah.
But
it could mean a
store.
As opposed to an AOL channel. Right.
A lot of times people reading URLs will say www. They only put two because they get tongue-tied.
I say www.
Yeah, www.
I just say the website without that part.
Yeah,
but then no one knows what you're talking about.
That's not.
So our songs to pick from are Metal Assault, Unstoppable Force, ooh, Blood Runner. Self-titled song.
Oh, that's like Black Sabbath.
We might have to go to that one.
Yep. It's the definitive song.
No, do Thrash Cans.
No, Thrash Cans, Last Breath.
Thrash Cans is what he said, right? That's what you said.
Yeah, but I want to hear the self-titled
song. I think if they have a song named after themselves.
Just do both.
By the way, the first URL for Blood Runner was to Why You Coming Home with Iron Maiden song. No, it was it.
Yeah,
like Metallica with Overkill's singer with a cold.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like it's in the Municipal Waste vein.
No, I like
a little less partier.
I kind of like it.
I think it's just all Metallica rip.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
but
say
I appreciate it.
The drummer sucks, and the vocals are very bad. The guitars are great. The riff was great. Songwriting is great. Arrangement is great. So on the whole, I would have
what
to say.
What talking about the whole?
Yeah.
What's
say,
on your whole, Darren?
I'd say thrash. Sean.
Thrash it.
Did you even listen to it?
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah, I'll thrash it. Whatever.
Okay.
I'll give it a mild thrash.
Mild.
That's
I don't. I only have one bill. Sorry. Noah's flirting with members of the chat, so get in while we're getting good.
Yeah. Noah and Mammoth slash Mongoose Commander are private IMing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude.
Don't read my conversation.
If you're going to IM, you have to IM with all of us. All right?
Yeah.
No, I like that Noah just said,
accent.
I want you to step in it like a potato sack race.
Was that what he said?
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Why would I say,
that?
Say
that?
You put both of your feet in your vagina like a potato sack race. What's not to understand?
Well, you ever hear that old joke, why do women have their two holes so close together?
Why?
So you can carry them like a six-pack.
It's true. It's true. Or a bowling ball.
All right, we're going to go with Efren's request in the chat.
Wait. So thanks for calling in again, David.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap this
Chicago up. Chicago represent.
Yeah, David, you ma.
Hey, let's hang out in Algonquin on September 3rd because I'll be home.
Okay. Tell them where you live.
Yeah, where do you live, man?
No, tell Sean. You.
Oh, I live at 11967 Kingston Place, Algonquin, Illinois, 60102.
Are your parents going to be happy that you just revealed that?
Probably not.
Dead air. Sorry, this band was recommended. I think they're signed.
What?
Come on.
What?
Come on. Fueled by Fire. Yeah, they're on Metal Blade. Get out of here.
Wait, no. There was one.
Wait, if there's an O, you have to replace it with a zero. It's that band.
What?
There's no O in fucking Fueled by Fire.
I didn't listen to the.
Yeah.
Name.
Pay attention.
So instead of an I, it's a 1.
All right. I got a band. I can't pronounce it. Astomatus. I guess I can pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
It sounds like a death metal slash progress psychedelic. That's their MySpace genres. I'm going to go with playing Convergence. I want my mind blown.
Okay, let's hear it.
Not
sorry. I like that bass part. I just want to
come
in here. I like bass. 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 You live virgin.
Sorry.
I like the vocals, but I don't like the technical.
Well, it sounds like death.
I ate something really bad
like
last
death.
Night.
Oh. Actually, really?
I hate that you like technical.
I don't like
that.
I hate it.
I'm sorry if I study music and I don't want to just listen to like fucking three chord progression.
Do you have a certificate for this?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Don't talk.
Same
private.
Song or what? Completely changed.
Give me an M&M.
But I keep this bass.
Oh.
Where's
oh,
it been? Like,
yeah.
my ass.
Then yes.
Oh,
no.
Yes. That's like simulating a human centipede.
That's for the music.
Can I just sniff it?
That was a great opening last week. Best of, by the way. And now, here's 1/5 of the douchebag centipede. 3D.
Right. Wrap it up.
All right, what do we say, Darren?
I will say, it's kind of a split. I like the bass, and I just, it's a little bit overly technical for me. I like technical music, but this is a little too, just like, reminds me of like a Dream Theater on speed. So, trash.
Guns?
Trash. I don't like anyone that knows how to play their instrument.
Ella.
I thrash.
She loves it.
I do.
Thrash it.
All right, we got a split decision.
Well, thankfully, I have the sound effects, so that music has been
thrash it.
That's it.
Oh.
Thrash
it.
Thrash it or trash
it. You're too drunk to do that.
Thrash it or trash it.
Crash
it. Wasn't that a Dead Kennedy song?
Too drunk to manipulate sound effects.
That was actually a really good
joke.
Too
drunk to manipulate?
Too drunk to manipulate?
Can
I be the title of this show?
Sure. Okay, I think we should end with Fetus Crust Grind Violence.
Perfect.
That sounds like a decent.
I didn't want to play that because there's someone you don't like that suggested.
Oh, way to call it out. Way to call it out.
But he said that I would love it.
Okay. But I just like Fetus Christ. He's convinced me with that.
Copy.
If these guys know how to play their instruments, we're so fucking pissed.
Well, they list themselves as grindcore / thrash / down tempo. From the UK.
Okay.
They got Itchy Skin, BBB, Getting Fucked, or Napalm Worship.
BBB was a Guttermouth song, so skip that one and go with
Napalm
Worship.
Don't you
it's
think
it's gonna be a Napalm Death song?
Then I would thrash it.
Don't you think hearing what they do with a cover gives you a good idea what the band is like?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, check that BBB out.
Oh.
But we don't know what the original one is.
Napalm Worship.
I do. Well, we don't even know if it's a cover in the first place.
Well, we'll see. If not, then we'll just judge it on what it is.
All right, BBB. It's only 17 seconds.
This is the most ass I've ever seen anybody
Shlomo?
In my life.
Of course.
Raging hard on.
Nice.
Then this is Napalm Worship.
I think so.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Totally thrash it. That's totally up my alley.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I
fucking
like
love
it a lot.
Oh, Rob, too?
You just gotta understand. That's what I dig, man.
I also really like that under their sounds like, this is what they have. This is
we're Brooklyn! We're Brooklyn! We're Brooklyn! We're Brooklyn!
Wait, is this a Hitler video?
No.
Have you seen that on YouTube?
No.
Someone took like a video footage of a Hitler speech and then edited it and then put "We're Brooklyn" over it, and he's doing his speech and it's "We're Brooklyn."
That's
all
right, I'm getting that now. Hold
yes.
on.
Just search for Hitler.
I right, got it. Notorious HIT.
It's not gonna be funny. Yeah.
Break Brooklyn!
Oh my god, they sink his mouth talking to his music.
I will always thrash the Notorious B.I.G.
Sure. The way I thrash, no one would be my life.
Now, what do you think of Jesus Christ?
I thought it was really good for what it was.
So, is that a thrash or a thrash?
I don't know if I'm going to be that good.
Mild thrash?
Mild.
I'm always saying that because I like it.
I know. I just don't want to.
It's not technical enough for you.
Yeah. But I thought it was good.
All right.
I pretty much thrash anything that has Christ in their name. Because usually bands like Piss Christ and Christ Inverted on a Corn Dog Stick, these are good bands.
Wasn't that a Death or No Death band?
Was it?
It's a Christ, Jesus Stewart on a Rusty Spork. Is what
oh. Yeah, Christ Inverted on a Corn Dog Stick.
And then there was Christ on a Stick in the first one.
All right.
No, those were real. Both. No, they were both real. Yep.
No shit. But everyone check out Piss Christ.
Isn't that not a band? That's isn't that like that
is that a way of life?
That piece of art thing?
The guy
dunked the Jesus Christ.
Oh, with the crucifix in the bottle of pee? Yeah.
I think that was Piss Christ.
But I think it's an I could be wrong, but I think it's an Australian band. Took the name Piss Christ, and they're actually pretty good.
If you just go to myspace.com/PissChrist, it's just some dude in New Jersey.
That's who I'm talking about.
Big Vin is his name.
That guy is.
Don't mess with Big Vin. He's fucking Piss Christ.
Wait, can we play some Piss Christ?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it.
All right, good.
I didn't know there was a real band called Piss Christ.
Yeah, they're good. And they have good shirts. Too.
Big Beats.
Where Brooklyn at?
Punk. Should I play Destroy, Fatal Control, Who Is to Blame, or Nothing Has Changed?
You go with Fatal.
So it's Fatal. Fucking jerk. Thrash.
Yeah. Oh, God. Definitely like hard. It's like hard. Hardcore punk, yeah. Basically, hardcore in the 80s and putting a court ball.
How do you fix a ball?
I mean, obviously, like, Circle Jerks is tame compared to this shit, so it's, like, injecting a little more ball. Sorry, Keith Morris, I really apologize. I thank you for sharing a beer with me in L.A.
It's true.
Oh, he's such a name drop.
By sharing a beer, I mean you bought him a beer.
No, he
bought you a beer.
No, they shared a bottle because they're both poor.
We sat and we drank beers together and we watched TSOL. That's what happened.
By the way,
you just sat next to him.
No, we talked about shit.
No, Sean talked into the air and.
Okay. He never actually responded.
Go get another twist pick of Zach Wilde while you're at it.
That was not my job.
Ooh, so feisty.
At least Zach Wilde acknowledged me.
Oh.
Did he share a beer with you? Or did he just take a photo and push you off to the side?
He didn't push me. He hugged me.
Why don't you two get a room?
By the way, I just found a Saddam Hussein and Drake mashup. I don't know if... No, I'm just kidding.
All right. We should probably wrap this sumbitch up.
Okay.
We had a great show. We enjoyed a little reading from Dave Mustaine's book. I think we're going to be doing that every week now because that was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, tune in next week for more Dave Mustaine.
Please. Yeah, and Sid will be back, so there'll be a lot more hate on the show.
Yes.
It was so peaceful this week without him.
A lot of camaraderie.
Yeah, not not any not any
kind of
entry.
Besides Sean.
Except for Sean. Sean kind of took over for Sid this week, I feel.
I had to up the ante a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't match
yeah.
Sid's level of vile.
Sean smacked the watermelon into my face.
I missed that. When did that happen?
That's why that's broken. She threw it at
me. Excuse me, I'm mine.
But, and I'm popping my cherry next week on the sketches.
What? You're going to be fingered?
It's true.
No, but that's after the show. So
yeah, that's not going to be.
Gonna
and we don't want to announce things
we haven't recorded.
Wow, we're really pumping things up.
But yes, I am getting fingered next week.
Sean gets fingered.
Tune in early. No one turned away.
That's what Sean's going to sound like. Right, I just want to end. We haven't had any Iron Sheik on this episode.
Yeah, it was. It was some fucking
yeah.
bullshit
before. Yeah.
There was.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
I just didn't.
Your earphones are not working properly.
They're pretty shitty earphones.
Stop.
What are you, touching her over there?
I am.
Fucking.
Tickling her wings.
Call HR.
That's it.
HR.
We really need an HR department. This is getting out of hand.
True.
You should form the HR department. No.
Wait, no. Frank.
Frank
will be the HR department.
Call him up.
This is a metal organization. HR encourages sexual harassment.
Haven't you ever seen Rock of Love?
All right.
I don't want to end up like Bret Michaels.
You don't want to wear...
I love diabetes.
And polyester hair.
I was going to say you don't want to wear like a rag over your head for the rest
no.
of your life.
Give me
that, Anna.
Give me that fucking.
All right, let's end on this. Mm-hmm. It's right here.
What?
Ready?
Where's Brooklyn? Where's Brooklyn? Where's